The following podcast is scheduled for one fall from the home of CAPE Championship Wrestling. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and my God, we got a full house tonight. This is our CAPE Championship Wrestling Caged Chaos special. Tonight's devoted entirely to CAPE Championship Wrestling, and we got a hell of a crew to talk about it with you tonight. Before we get to them, though, let me introduce the normal crew for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. They all join me tonight. Of course, the five-star man, Asa Gray.
All five.
Dalton Anthony, the Big D.
Yo.
And Ali Aber.
Hello.
Who was sharing a mic with me, so you're going to hear the squeaking. That sounded wrong.
The Big D with the little M. Mic.
Yeah, Dalton's rocking the Rock Band mic tonight, which is old school. And here's the reason why. Because we have the entire, I'm pretty sure this is the entire roster for CAPE Championship Wrestling is with us tonight.
Just about.
Some of them aren't going to talk, though. They're in the back.
Blaster's in the corner.
Hey, Austin. Austin over there. Here's who we do have tonight. My God. We got the champ, Brandon Barbwire.
Hashtag long live the champ.
Good to see you back again, champ.
Good to be back.
Jason Wells.
Good evening.
Lee Montgomery.
Whoop, whoop.
Two scoops of them.
Two scoops. That's right. All day, every day.
I love that. And that's not even a joke. And for the first time, a very, very great man, and I'm so glad to have him here on the show, Ken Murphy.
I just crashed this party.
He did. No idea he was coming. I'm sitting over there playing Star Wars, and they're like, hey, Ken's here. Like, Ken who?
It is past his bedtime.
I've been trying to get him on the show forever, and then he just shows up one night.
Yep.
That's fine. We're going to talk about CAPE Championship Wrestling tonight, but before we get to the questions and all of that good stuff, Jason, you said you had some announcements, and we're going to go live on Facebook, on Chromecast,
MySpace, Friendster,
Napster,
Tinder, Grindr,
neck of the woods right there,
Spotify's friend app.
So I'm going to throw it to Jason. Jason, fill us in. What's up, man?
Well, we've got, I guess, some good news, bad news, and some good news again. So, I'll try to cover all this. Probably Saturday of last week, I've got a call and from Davey Richards, and he will not be able to make the show. TNA has pulled him out of the show with other bookings because they have priority in any indie bookings. If TNA picks anything, they have to do it. And,
right.
You know, Davey was good enough to give me a call, kind of let me know everything and kind of give me a heads up, which is really cool. So I do appreciate, that from him. When he gets a chance, he will be back. He apologizes to all the fans, cause he wanted to come.
Right.
So that's one thing. That's bad news, but we're still going to carry on. And, now since we decided to change a couple things up. So every match will be in a cage, not just the three or four. It's going to be every one of them. All six matches will be in a cage this week. And so I think that adds a little bit of excitement, because I think everybody really wants to see that. And, we can just put everybody in the cage and just go. The second thing is, Tony Cazzino, will have an opponent, and it's going to be Brandon Espinoza. He's coming back and he's going to take on, Tony.
That's a hell of a match right there.
When I called Tony and kind of let him know what was going on, he was a little taken back. So he told me he was going to make a couple calls and then call me back. So, I guess he kind of feels like for some reason that Pinnacle is doing something Brandon Espinoza. I don't know. No. So he asked if he could bring a friend in with him. To second him in the match and walk down with him. So former Ring of Honor champion Kyle O'Reilly will be with Tony Cazzino this coming up Saturday at CCW.
That's fantastic.
I hope I get a picture with him.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. So Kyle will be there. He'll be signing autographs, and he'll be seconding Tony down to the ring just to watch his back, make sure everything goes smoothly. I haven't heard anything, but apparently Tony has.
Well, to be clear, there is only room for one Brandon in the Pinnacle, and that's me, Brandon Barbwire. There's no need for an Espinoza. You already have a Brandon Barbwire. Espinoza can do his own thing, and Tony Cazzino is he's old and he's paranoid.
He's also a title holder.
Yes.
And he's paranoid. You're leaving out paranoid.
Well, so those are some of the big announcements. So every match will be in a cage, and Kyle O'Reilly's going to be in the house. So it's going to be pretty cool and exciting to have Kyle there. And, you know, definitely excited. So got with him today, and he'll be there.
That's cool, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Brandon, are you thrown off at all by having Kyle O'Reilly there? Champion and champions all surrounding each other. Too many champions. Do you feel small?
No. I'm always big. I'm always huge.
That's not what she said.
Okay. We have Ken Murphy here tonight.
Please. Is this on the video right now?
I am used to my partners. My 6 month working relationship with Lee and Jason. I'm good. Let's roll. Let them have at it. And Brandon, of course. Yeah. Brandon can handle himself. But it sounds like we are surrounded by a lot of champions.
I do it all the time. Handle myself in the ring
and outside the ring.
This is on the videos.
Yeah. Have we gone on Facebook Live yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am the least.
We have now gotten banned from Facebook.
Right. She shut it off before I said something gross. So good.
That's good. Well, I mean, we're still on the air, though.
Yeah, don't worry. Nothing else is going to be broadcast across the internet at all.
Absolutely.
Just let loose.
Well, that's exciting news and fantastic news. Kyle O'Reilly, that's big. Sad to hear about Davey Richards, but, you know, hopefully in the future.
Yep. Hopefully in the future. And it's kind of, you know, the thing about Kyle is he is probably the biggest free agent going right now because a lot of people want him. He has not signed back with Ring of Honor to exclusive deal like they want. Apparently there's more companies coming after him. So all I know is CCW's got him.
Right.
And he'll be there this weekend. So just kind of, you know, hate to toot our own horn, but beep, beep. You know what I'm saying? You know, we had Ellsworth, you know, and now we got Kyle. So I think we try to stay on that cutting edge of trying to get the guys, you know, right before, you know.
Right.
They do something.
That Ellsworth guy took off. After that CCW appearance,
yeah.
He took off.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah.
He's going to be somewhere. I think he'll be on the Royal Rumble. Let's hashtag that.
That was his negotiating chip.
Well, you know, now that you bring it up, I have bad news for Asa. After Monday Night Raw, apparently now you cannot announce yourself as being in the Rumble.
No, it's fine, because 5 minutes later, Rusev did it, so I'm still in it.
Oh, good. So Asa's still going to be in the Royal Rumble this year. I'm pretty excited about that. Now, Cape Championship Wrestling, I have to ask, Ken, how did you get involved with this? Because I've talked to these guys. I know they're big wrestling fans. I didn't know you were a wrestling fan.
Yeah, big wrestling fan and the oldest dude at the table. So,
maybe.
So, way back when, I started enjoying wrestling. I do another event in town called Cape Comic Con.
Yes.
And, I was lucky enough to, book a show by a fella out of Chicago by the name of Ed Schumann, about 10 years ago. And he brought the Young Bucks in, and he brought Davey Richards in, and he brought Awesome Kong in, and we had an event attached to Comic Con. And I think that was the first time that I thought, that I really want to spin Cape Comic-Con off to a wrestling promotion. It took quite a while to do it as we built Cape Comic-Con. But last year in April, again, I had a local promoter out of the just St. Louis area come down. And from that moment on, I went out and got my own license, met up with Lee, met up with Jason. We formed CCW, and here we are.
And then you scored our old friend and former co-host of Pro Wrestling Unscripted, Hunter Hendricks, to be the GM.
Absolutely.
Ugh. Brandon.
thrilled to have him. Thrilled to have him.
That's every time his name is brought up, I want to vomit just a little bit.
Oh, I thought he was just like, you know, whenever you're going to call in sick to work? And so then the next time you talk to your manager, you kind of maybe throwing a cough. Now, I thought that's what he was doing for getting ready for Saturday.
Yeah, but I say Jason and Ken be ready for that voice in a few days whenever he's like, oh,
I got that nasty stomach bug.
Yeah. Oh, no, see, I thought it was that, you know, like when you know you're going to meet a celebrity and you get that, like, you get that, oh my God, I'm getting sick in my stomach. See, I thought maybe Hunter was throwing you
the
off.
The butterflies.
Yeah, I hope he crashes this party and joins up with yet another seat at the table here.
No, it's past his bedtime.
Hunter, the door's locked.
He lives in Perryville. He's gone by this point. He is at home playing with Parker, and God bless him, because that's where I would be playing with his dog.
Resident Evil 7.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing right now.
Let's go over the card real quick of this weekend's Cage Chaos, because it's a great card. First off, Blaster. one, we have an award to present to Blaster, because he won. The fan voted. You demanded it. The fan-voted CCW Moment of the Year. We have an award to give to Blaster, and I'm here to ask you guys right now, if one of you or Hunter would be kind enough to deliver that to Blaster for us at
the
show.
Why don't you and Hunter at the very first opening of the show present it to Blaster?
I don't know if is there a world big enough for me and Hunter.
I thought the man walked through the cage door.
Have you seen the size of Hunter Henry?
That was rude.
The world is big enough, believe me.
I would be honored. I would be honored. We'll talk about that later after the show. Blaster is taking on – but here's the other reason I'm afraid of this. Blaster is taking on this punk-ass kid, Cody Wilson. This little punk-ass.
I like Cody Wilson.
He calls himself Mr. 100 on his Twitter. He is not Mr. 100. There's one Mr. 100, and you're staring at him right now. So if I wasn't going to cheer Blaster enough already, you thought I was loud at the last show.
I'm going full
fangirl for Blaster at this show. Are you guys surprised by the fan response to Blaster?
Yes.
I was very surprised he won Moment of the Year.
So were we, honestly.
Yeah, we were too.
We bring in international star Ricochet, and he can't pull off the Moment of the Year, but Blaster can.
See, and that was the thing, is like I would put money that it was either going to be Austin Lane Ricochet or Austin Lane in the Brandon Barbwire feud. Right.
Hashtag long live the champ.
That was the one that I voted for.
And that's the one that I voted for after Brandon threatened me. To be fair.
I tried to be delicate about that.
A little more delicate than you are in the ring, that's for sure. Yeah.
But seeing the everyone on Facebook, just the Blaster was the surprising.
Amazing.
Yeah, but it was at the same time, it was just like,
yeah.
How do you guys feel about the Blaster popularity? Is it, you know, do you just go, what the hell? Or are you were going, cool.
If it gets people to buy tickets, then we're all for it.
I actually think it's, yeah, one of the coolest surprises since we started the company. It is kind of a wonder. I'm enjoying the ride.
And we'd like to take credit for that, by the way. Absolutely.
The November show when we're like, well, we know it's not Blaster. And then you make the announcement.
When I saw Lee's face, he's just a big smile. And I'm like, all right, what's he smiling about?
Something's
going on here. So Blaster versus Cody Wilson.
Don't count out Cody Wilson. I will just say that.
I'm friends with Cody Wilson on Facebook. He's a good wrestler and seems like a really nice guy, but I don't know, man. Blaster's like our Hulk Hogan. He's the CCW's Hulk Hogan by far.
You may want to ask him before you refer to him as that.
I mean, he was in jail. Odell bailed him out. We don't know what for. We still haven't figured it out.
No, I figured it out.
You don't need to know what
it's
for.
Because he beat down, was Jason Vaughn and,
Sexy Sarge.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why, I'm assuming that's why he went to jail, because the wrestling ring is no place for violence.
No.
Also, we got just announced Tony Kazina versus Brandon Espy Espinoza. And, I'm glad to see Espy back because Espy's a fantastic wrestler. Ken, again, the last time we saw Espy was in Chaffee.
Yep.
And he had some choice words. And I remember I saw you in between, the intermission. And I said, is this the last time we're going to see Brandon? And you were like, I don't think so. And then Brandon was not seen at the next show.
Ken laid the wall down.
I had a crick in my neck the next morning because my head spun around so fast in the ring when we heard his dialogue.
His message to CJ Shine.
So, you know, you never know what's going to go on out there in that ring. And I'm not out there to get involved, but we're going to see if we can up his vocabulary a tad bit.
that match is on YouTube. I found it not too long ago. I saw it. I was like, neat.
Keep him around us long enough. We'll teach him some new words.
I love the fact that we get the Missouri Revival Wrestling Champion. Again, doesn't stand up to our champion. You know, we are CCW, but it's really great having him in the house.
So, he's former champion.
Oh, is he?
Hey, did Espy lose it?
I believe so, from what I understand.
Yes. Yeah, Jason, you got to keep me in the loop, man.
Sorry.
I appreciate you keeping me in the loop.
So, Brandon, it looks like you might have company and possibly losing championships, you know?
It's a theme.
Or is he coming for your championship as well?
Do we really want a Brandon versus a Brandon? Is that what we're going to book on the marquee? That
you
won't
got
be
to ask Mr.
At all.
Just like Taker and Taker at SummerSlam 94.
I'd watch that. I'd watch that match.
I would work that match. I'd be more than happy to. You book it, I'll do it. I'd be more than happy to work him.
And Espy's been one of the best at the show. Like, he's just a hard-hitting wrestler. Mm-hmm. Like, dude is old school. So I'm really excited about it. I've just got into watching Tony Cazzino matches. I didn't realize how legendary Tony Cazzino was. You know, the first show I saw him at, I thought, well, this is a older guy, but he can still go in the ring, man. He looks pretty good. Then I started looking up stuff, and I didn't realize, well, Tony Cazzino, the dude's legit. Dude's been around for a long time.
Yeah, he's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, a little bit. Not as big as Brandon Barbwire.
He's not Brandon Barbwire, but, I mean,
And then the Nephilim. Damone.
That guy's scary.
That guy is scary. Like, that dude is popping pecs all over the place. he's going to take on Sexy Sarge.
The return of Sexy Sarge.
Sexy Sarge is what originally, no offense to Brandon, is what got me into CCW. Because he was it was you versus Sarge was the first match I ever saw. And Sarge was so entertaining, you know, with his antics. Because you were there to win.
Right.
And he was there to entertain. And Sarge hooked me from the start.
You know what, though? But in the end, that's why he's not in the pinnacle anymore. He was more interested in showboating than going out there and doing his job and winning matches, which is what Pinnacle's about. So it may be great from one perspective, but from a business perspective, for someone who's actually in the business, someone like Jeff O'Dale, who's trying to make money, you make that through victories. People got pissed off when he got booted to the side. What do you expect? What do you want him to do?
Do you think he's going to come back one by one on the Pinnacle? Is this a revenge tour, or is this just a?
I don't think that he has the longevity for that. He's getting up there in age.
I've heard
he's got your old man right here.
Yeah, I've heard he can go all night. To be fair,
he's got a lot of saying stuff like that.
A lot of stamina. A lot of stamina with that guy. But man, as much as I'm glad to see Sarge back, Damone. Where did you guys get Damone? Like, where? I mean, I know he's above limbo between.
Just north of Purgatory. Just north of Purgatory. Is where they found him.
But I guess I'm addressing this to you, Brandon, being with the Pinnacle. Where did Jeff O'Dell get this guy? Because this guy is scary.
I have no idea where he met him.
A Ouija board.
Jeff pretty much just introduced him at Delta. It's something that he had already been working on. He doesn't keep me in the loop with every little thing, and I prefer that. I don't need to know every single little detail of what Jeff does. I need to know what I'm primarily going to be involved in and what he wants to do with me. But Damone is an intimidating guy.
He's interesting, is a way to put it.
And now, when he came out at Delta, he had a belt with him. Is he a champion somewhere, or was that
down
like
in Memphis? Yes.
Okay. Because I thought they announced him as some sort of champion, but I couldn't remember like what the company
come
was.
Yeah, down to Memphis, yes. Okay. But we're not about promoting other companies here.
No,
which is fair. I just kind of want to bring up Damone.
It's not like we're going to come here and promote another podcast. So.
It's his accomplishments that.
What
you
other
know,
podcast? I mean,
we're the only one.
We're the only one, as far as I know. This whole thing is.
If Chris Jericho is listening, I'm a huge fan.
They wrestle in Tennessee. I didn't know they wrestled.
I didn't even know. I thought wrestling was Missouri.
We're also trying to get booked on the KG's podcast. So, Kevin Gill, we love you.
Whoop whoop.
And they call me a mark.
I do.
You got so many champions in CCW now from different areas. That's fantastic too. You got the homegrown talent. You got the Brandon Barbwires. You got the other guys that aren't as important as Brandon Barbwire. That's not fair. Dalton, name another.
Billy Hill's gonna punch you in the mouth.
But is Billy? Yeah.
If you follow Billy, Billy's on record. He and Sarah are his priority. I really don't even understand his connection to Pinnacle when he keeps saying that he and Sarah are the number one priorities, and he's just, I don't know, there for the ride. Or are you keeping him away from you? Is he keeping him away from Brandon? I don't know what he's doing.
Well, we've actually discussed this on this podcast before. It's not really
a matter of trying to keep him away by any means. We've had that match. We'll end up having that match again, I'm sure, eventually. Billy is a very talented guy.
And Billy is on record. Asa and Dalton can confirm this. He's on record. He doesn't like any of you in Pinnacle at all. Now, he doesn't like Jeff O'Dell. He doesn't like Brandon Barbwire. He doesn't like Damone. He doesn't like Ken Murphy at all, from as far as I know.
Nobody likes Ken Murphy.
He seems very nice.
But
we got one.
This is why no one likes you, Dalton.
I know you're in it for the victory. You're in it for the championship. What are your thoughts on Jeff O'Dell? Billy doesn't care about Jeff O'Dell. He's a means to an end. What about you? What is your relationship with Jeff O'Dell? Is it just manager? Are you two friends?
Yeah, I mean, I would consider Jeff a friend. He's helped me out a great deal as far as keeping my head on straight for what things the way things need to go professionally, sometimes I tend to skew a little bit more to violence.
I remember the Austin Lane
unnecessary violence. He's helped keep my head grounded, more focused towards winning, as opposed to just hurting someone.
Or walking around in a walker outside the ring.
That was a thing. That happened.
Actually,
do you not remember what happened?
Jeff Odell taking me to the Lazarus Pit, I would still be in that situation. Just another reason that I'm such good
friends
with him.
Wait a minute.
So is that where they found Amon? Somewhere near the Lazarus Pit?
Was it north of
Purgatory?
Called,
North of Purgatory is called West Memphis, Arkansas.
I thought it was Chaffee. just for the record.
I was going to say, that might be south of Purgatory.
Yeah.
Moving on. We got...
Red Devil's Revenge.
That was probably my favorite name for the show, by the way. Red Devil's Revenge. Because I'm assuming you were the Red Devil.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. For those of you that were still... It's like Inception. That we're still trying to figure out the ending. Brandon was the Red Devil.
Oh.
So there.
Oh, now I get it.
Solved everything. We got Jason the Fury Vaughn versus Del Tucker, who we saw at the last show for the first time, who big showed it and went bad guy almost immediately.
Dell's a known bad guy.
Well, Austin warned us about him before he came down, because we're good friends with Austin Lane, obviously, as everyone that listens to the shows know. He warned us about Del Tucker. Brandon, Del Tucker, is he possible pinnacle candidate? After all, he did kick Jason Vaughn, and I mean,
that
he's my hero. That has nothing to do with me. I don't decide who's brought into the pinnacle. I don't weigh in on it. That's Jeff. It's Jeff's business. It's Jeff's money.
Well, here's a little update. Is Jeff said he's going to be in his corner this week, so I guess he
really
is a pinnacle member. So,
well, just because he backs somebody for one night does not necessarily mean that they're a pinnacle member.
Could be just a scouting member. Opportunity.
Yeah, I think I had a B in it.
Yeah, Brandon. That's got
to.
Does this not freak you out? Him bringing in all of these just not to use the term hoss, but all these hosses, Damone, possibly Del Tucker, Blaster.
Blaster.
Pinnacle turn into the NWO.
Do you feel like
you bringing in Virgil?
Can we afford Virgil?
Huh?
It's like $50
can
bucks.
Afford Virgil. Do you feel like, I don't know, do you see the writing on the wall? Is there writing on the wall for Brandon Barbwire that your time as the top guy in Pinnacle might be coming to an end when you got all of these fantastic champions coming in?
No way. You got to have a little bit of perspective here. First of all, a lot of these guys I've already met. I've known for quite some time. I've worked with them here and there. Del Tucker is a good example. I know what Del Tucker brings to the table because I've worked with Del Tucker in Tennessee. I'm not worried about anyone that he's going to bring in trying to replace me because there's something about me personally that I feel is absolutely irreplaceable. That's why I'm the champ. That's why I'm as good as I am. That's why I'm the top guy in CCW, and that's why I plan to be for a very long time. And frankly, even if things did go south for me in the Pinnacle, I have the Pinnacle with me because it benefits me to do so. It's not a necessity. It is a luxury. Brandon Barbwire will be just fine if it's just Brandon Barbwire. I am not worried.
So you're saying the Pinnacle is an accessory?
Kind of.
Okay.
Can we get Jeff Odell on the phone? Is Jeff busy? I would love for him to hear that.
If somebody wants to call Jeff Odell, these mics actually pick it up pretty good. So, yeah.
Put him on
we
speaker.
Called Big T before like that, and, you know, that came, that came off pretty well. Speaking of rednecks, Billy Hills and Sarah Summers.
Wait, what?
I'm going to get a letter tomorrow. Billy Hills and Sarah Summers versus Austin Lane and Little Bit. Okay, so I have a question that I don't know if you guys can answer, but I wonder about. What are the chances? I know Nikki Lane is going to be coming in for the women's tournament
we're going to
have, which you announced about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. It was very exciting.
Uh-huh.
So is there a reason we haven't seen Nikki Lane in CCW yet?
I don't really know why. She hadn't had the
interest to be right now, I guess. So maybe she's just kind of sitting around and just seeing what goes on and maybe picking her spot. So, I mean, I have – trying to get into a women's mind is pretty daunting task.
Yeah.
So, I just don't see – you know, who knows what her thinking is, but she's always been around.
I'd be excited to see that, to see her in there. She's I've seen some of her matches. They're fantastic. Ken, do you have a fear
Because we know you're
Ken has a lot
clean.
Of fears.
Man, which one?
The more we talk about this show, the more he's just like, oh, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Anytime
almost
he's
2 years we've been thinking
it's turning into a debate.
And why am I next to Lee? Are we not partners?
This is one of his biggest fears, is being in a room with a live mic with the two of us.
We did have a conversation today about how he's afraid of the Impractical Jokers. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of like, I love him. Like,
oh, yeah, me
that's
too.
Who I
yeah.
am, but yeah. he has a fear. So, I mean, yeah. It's just
and did you notice how I didn't weigh in on Damone? Trust me, on Saturday night, I will be at one end of the arena and he'll be at the other, and they will never.
Do you have a fear of Damone?
You know, I.
Would you?
We will never be in the same 5 foot circle.
Well, that is.
Yeah. Do you have a fear that if Billy Hills and Little Big get in the ring together, that. Because the last time we saw them together.
She'll beat him again and really just screw up our booking for the next 6 months?
I don't know. We have it on record that Billy Hills is not afraid to punch a woman in the mouth. He said that, guys.
On the show.
He beat his mom half to death in their trailer when he was younger.
And again, when he was older.
Have you ever read his book?
Billy Hills?
Yeah, it's a crayon. He can
write. I was going to say, like, how many words are there in the coloring book?
I don't know.
Red, Billy, blue. It was on the color.
Billy, if you're listening, you... I don't know why you don't like me, but these dudes are the ones.
Woo, that's not true, Billy. I like you.
Yeah. I don't.
He doesn't like you. So I'm Billy doesn't like
actually,
anybody.
Billy does like me.
Shannon, what's your question?
That's what Brandon thought.
What's the fear that Billy Hill... Because this is an intergender tag match, mm-hmm. which I'm assuming means that men can't hit women, women can't hit men.
Or
you assumed wrong.
Silence
here.
Yeah, I mean...
This is a fight to the death.
Yeah, you're in a cage, so I guess whatever happens, happens.
Is this going to be... So this is Tornado?
Yeah.
Is Tornado tag?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Billy could very well be gunning straight for
and
a little bit.
You say that we have him on record as saying he's not afraid to hit a woman in the mouth. We saw him do it in Chaffee.
Like, oh, that's true. He slugged a little bit.
He did. Delta. Like, we've Delta.
But it was in self-defense. Let the record show.
She did pin him. Allie, do you buy the thing that if a woman puts herself in a man's place, she... No.
Nope. That's...
Different show.
Me the look.
Wrong
different
Tuesday
look.
Show. Wrong Tuesday show.
Okay. So no fear of Billy just... I don't know. Do you think Austin Lane would hit Sarah?
Yes.
Absolutely. I don't know if he'd hit her, but I'm sure he would probably grapevine the leg and make her tap like Sammy Davis Jr. Right?
Oh!
Yes. Yep. I can see that.
I'm feeling some inside references here that I need some context to eventually.
Do you know Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yeah, he was a tap dancer.
A friend of mine.
He was a tap mother. Nope, we're good. Nope, we're just. What's the next question?
I'm done.
Oh
no. And we have the main event.
Yes,
staring at Brandon for a second. It's Brandon Barbwire versus Hollis Giroux, and Hollis is, other than I think Austin, is probably the fastest rising guy in CCW. He started off. What was the first match we saw Hollis in?
Davey Vega.
Yep. Versus Davey Vega. That's right. And loved Hollis then, and he's really gotten so much better each time he's been in there. He's become extremely popular, and is just a fantastic wrestler. So, Brandon, what's the difference between fighting Hollis Giroux and fighting Austin Lane?
Experience. I mean, Austin has tons and tons of experience. He's been doing this forever, and he's been a success everywhere he's been, especially in Arkansas. I mean, he's basically, if you're a wrestling fan in Arkansas, you know who Austin Lane is. Hollis Giroux, he's still very, very young. He's still learning a lot. I mean, honestly, that is the biggest contributing factor. That's the biggest difference between him and Austin is just experience alone.
Are you more afraid of his... Do you think his inexperience might be in his favor? That he doesn't fall into the same pitfalls that other people that you fought in the past may have fallen into? That he doesn't have the same shortcomings? That because he's new, he has more confidence? That he's not going to second guess himself? He's going to go full in? Is there any fear of that?
No. That's what I expect. I mean, honestly, if you're going to be in this business, and especially whenever you're first starting out, your only real chance is to go balls out, do everything you got, give 110%, or you're going to end up on the sidelines. And it happens with a lot of people. And frankly, everybody's going to go through it at one point or another. I know I went through it. And Hollis is still at that point where he's learning. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give him an education. I'm going to help him learn what it means to get the hell beat out of you. And specifically in a steel cage. And I've been saying that for months now.
But in fairness, so Hollis had a video about a month ago, and you're saying that he's training, and I mean, he is fairly new, but he's fairly new with two championships at other promotions. You think maybe he's belt collecting right now? He wants to get that third?
And that's what I said, yeah, that he's kind of like the Predator. Except instead of human skulls, he's coming.
Because, like, titles. I mean, yeah, he might be new, but he's new with some.
I know you guys don't have the same perspective on things as I do, being being in the business and seeing all these other promotions that are out there. Let's put it this way. CCW is not a dime a dozen. CCW is a very special and unique place. It maintains a certain level of talent, a certain level of skill. You have to be somebody to work in this company. And congratulations to Hollis for being here. But frankly, he could be a champion at 100 million other companies working with 100 million other jackasses that don't know a damn thing about this business, and that doesn't mean a damn thing when he steps in the ring at CCW.
So how about instead of this being a one-sided conversation, actually on the phone, have Hollis right now.
Oh!
All right, Hollis, you there?
Yeah.
You're going to have to hold him right up to the phone there. We didn't expect this. This is new.
Yeah.
Hollis, what's up, buddy?
What's up? Who am I speaking with?
we're sitting here with Brandon Barbwire, your opponent for Sunday, and he says that your inexperience is going to be your downfall. What do you say to that?
My inexperience is going to be my downfall. I don't think experience is going to have too much to deal with it when you're inside a steel cage. I mean, it's like when you got your back against the wall, it's like you're going to go out swinging. You're going to go in there swinging. I'm going to go in there swinging. The ball's going to be swinging. I don't think experience is going to have too much to deal with that. So,
again, that's your experience talking for you there. I've been in a steel cage. I have experience in a steel cage. I know what it takes to survive that kind of environment. You know, honestly, I have a lot of respect for your talent, but I have to question your intelligence, all things considered. How could you possibly think that experience isn't going to have a damn thing to do with this?
Well, you're right. It's just my experience talking. I'll show you my experience when I get there. I'll let my inexperienced talking do its little business for you. Do my business for me.
Well, Hollis, I look forward to it, man. I really do. You have no idea. I've been waiting
90 days.
3 months to fight.
Hollis,
we hope you're ready, Brandon.
Hollis, what do you?
I'm excited too.
Do you expect?
I've been waiting to get this match done since last show, since Knockout November.
Well, you know, I was injured, and there were extenuating circumstances to that, and, you know, I apologize, but it is what it is.
Brandon, you're so polite when Hollis is on the phone. I can't wait for him to go back and listen to when you yell and get so angry about it. I
kind of feel bad for him now. I heard him talking about how experience doesn't matter, and I kind of feel like I'm talking to a third grader, so I'm kind of trying to handle him with mittens, you know? I don't want to hurt his feelings
too much.
Well,
you kind of have to excuse me. I was kind of in the middle of a ship on the fly project here. I mean, I was getting ready to start packing my stuff up to go to the gym. Like I've been telling you, I've been training. I don't know if you've been training. I mean, inexperience versus experience, and even with your experience, you still have to get some training done. I mean, but to take this phone call, yeah, sure, why not?
Brandon, you been in the gym a lot lately?
Every day.
Taking any Michinoku drivers?
No, I learned my lesson.
And now, and you know, Hollis again he's winning championships. You even say, you know, you missed Knockout November. You know, December we took the month off. You know,
is there
ring rust gonna?
I don't get ring rust. Okay, I'm a champion. I don't get ring rust. That's ridiculous. What was that, Hollis?
Ring rust will be your downfall. It'll be your doom when you step into that ring with me.
Well, you better hope something's my downfall, because otherwise you're going to get that ass lit up.
Hollis, have you wrestled in the last 90 days?
I have, actually.
Hollis, do you have any fear that the Pinnacle's going to get involved, even though this is in a steel cage?
Come again? I can barely hear you.
Do you have any fear that the Pinnacle's going to get involved, even though this is in a steel cage?
I mean, anything's possible with the Pinnacle. I mean, they got all kind of like tricks up their sleeves. I just heard that Blaster's in the Pinnacle now. I thought he was just a rogue agent. And then you got Damone, who's another rogue agent of the Pinnacle. So who knows what's going to happen. As far as I know, Cody Wilson will be a part of the Pinnacle. I mean, they'll let anyone in these days.
It is the next NWO.
Jeff, rein it in.
All right. Well, Brandon, you got anything else you want to say to Hollis? We're gonna say goodnight to Hollis here in a second. You got anything that you want to say last to him?
Yeah, Hollis. Look, I respect the fact that you're young, talented, and you got a lot to prove. I can appreciate that, but let's just be frank. You do not have the chops to go man to man, hand to hand with Brandon Barbed Wire. No way. No way. And you know what? Maybe you'll put up more of a fight than I suspect that you will. But in the end, hey, it's just not going
to
matter.
To quote a man who was just recently there, any man with two hands have a fighting chance.
I'd say you have a better fighting chance than James Ellsworth, Hollis.
So would I.
That is much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Hollis. We appreciate it, man.
Awesome, brother. Appreciate you calling in.
Not a problem. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, mate.
See you on Saturday.
See you. What a polite young man. I was talking about you, Brandon.
Right. I had him at a disadvantage for one. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy. How can you honestly say that experience doesn't mean anything?
I'm thinking what he was trying to say in that is you're in a steel cage. Like, it's just a fight. You know, it's the wrestling match, you know, is one thing, but now you're just in a fight.
Having an experience in a fight as opposed to never having been in a fight is not an advantage?
I've seen Ken Shamrock. He got lots of experience. He got that ass whooped a few times the last time he fought in UFC. So
anybody can have a good night.
That was actually Bellator.
Anybody can have a bad night. Bellator. That's not really the point.
All right, Ken. Shamrock, not Murphy.
Hey, let's see. What's the chances we can get Kim Shamrock at the show?
Who would want
him? I liked him.
We
once
want people
upon
to come.
Yeah. Now, if you get Steve Blackman, that'll put.
I'm pretty sure that dude does. He's a bail bonds agent now. Legitimately,
that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, legitimately.
And least surprising comment of the night goes to Shannon Young.
Oh, I thought it was to Hollis.
When I was a kid, growing up watching Steve Blackman, I was convinced like that's WWF champion. He's going like just one day. Wow. I love to see Blackman.
Speaking of future champions, Brandon, let me play devil's advocate.
Steve Blackman will not be the future CCW champion.
Dang it. We'll see.
You never know.
Right. Make it happen, Twitter.
Anything can happen in Cape Championship Wrestling.
That's right. Like a blaster. Yeah.
Let's say that Brandon Barbed Wire does beat Hollis Giroux on Saturday. Who's next for Brandon Barbed Wire? Who do you see as the next contender coming after you? Is it going to be Austin Lane again? Do you see Jason Vaughn coming after it? Or maybe even one of the guys in Pinnacle could finally take a run at it, Billy Hills. Who do you have your eyes on?
Everybody. I mean, it's the same reason that I knew that Hollis was a young, talented guy. I mean, I pay attention to everybody. When you're the champion, you have a bullseye on your back. It's not one or two guys that's gunning for your spot. It's everybody. It's the whole company. You're the guy. Everybody wants to be who you are. They want to be in your spot, and the only way to do that is to get you the hell out of it. So anybody, everybody, Jason Vaughn, maybe Austin Lane again, maybe Hollis will decide he wants to stick around and annoy me for a few months. I don't know. The fact is, I'm on guard for everyone.
The cool thing, I mean, if you really look at the roster, any of those guys,
any of them, yeah,
could be the main event.
Even Blaster, Brandon.
Yeah, anybody. If,
he did look pretty. He seemed pretty happy holding
that
belt.
There's no glass ceilings in CCW.
Exactly, Blaster only versus glass jaws. Brandon.
That's right.
People would come see that. I think. I mean, the fans would like. Blaster
I would erupt at Brandon versus Blaster.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So I mean, I think anybody in CCW it has a chance to main event.
What
so.
About Little Bit? Little Bit versus Brandon.
She's already got a win.
Could we see? All right. So is the championship male only, or could Little Bit win this title?
Anybody could win this title.
But, Ken, what do you think about that?
But we're not going to do that, right? Like, you know, she's not. Well, I'm not going to be in the ring with her.
Wait a minute.
I mean, he sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, but you sound concerned.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now hold up. I've said more than once. Evil is a matter of perspective, but the last thing I want to do is beat the hell out of a woman. I will, but I don't want
to. You're more of a gentleman than, say, a Billy Hills.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have manners. I wasn't raised in a trough.
A trough?
Oh. I'm sorry, Billy, but you're the one that told
Get
me.
Get Billy on the phone!
No.
We don't want to start bleeping that much. It'll get really bad.
Oh, yeah. You should have been here when we had Billy on the show. My finger was on the censor button the entire time.
So you asked me what I thought. I follow everyone's comments on social media.
We noticed.
Yeah. You know, I gotta keep my eyes and ears open to what the talent's all saying. A lot of people talk about Austin Lane's return, and certainly going after, you know, another shot. But Billy Hills has made it very clear. Billy Hills wants the title. So it'll be interesting.
Okay, speaking of Billy and social media, what about the comment that Billy made to you directly? And I won't say where you work. That's a rule we have here on the show. But about burning it down and then rebuilding it and burning it down again.
He's nasty.
What? I mean, we got the gas and matches ready.
That guy, Billy is nasty. I mean, he's a nasty person.
Why does Billy hate you so much?
He's like Skinner.
I get that.
I don't know.
Google it, kids.
I've poked the bear a few times. You know.
So was he before he met Sarah.
Whoa!
Oddly enough, it was the same bear.
Oh, we're sorry, guys.
What's happening?
It's a good question. I think Billy will learn to love me over time. It may take years and years. I don't have a whole lot of years left, but
we know.
I like this bit. He doesn't like me. Is he's just a nasty dude? That's all I can say.
I think we should actually post that on the Cape Facebook page and be like, why do people not like Ken Murphy?
Do a poll.
I want to go out on a limit here to bring back an old saying here on the show and say that I love Ken Murphy. Every time I see him, I saw him at the mini con that we had over at River Campus here in Cape Girardeau, and just the nicest guy, shaking everybody's hand. I don't think there was a single person there you didn't meet and shake their hand, and that just fantastic because nobody else shakes my hand. Except Brandon, to be fair. Brandon's a gentleman.
Yeah. And in fairness to Ken, the first time I met him was at Hastings, and he did the same thing to me.
Who?
So,
where?
Oh,
where?
It was.
Where?
Who?
Who?
But yeah, no. We love
it
Ken.
It ain't like your business anymore.
Well, I do appreciate it. We just want to, you know, we just
Ken
wanna
went to Hastings, and the next thing you know, it went out of business. Rest in peace.
Kiss of death. I'll see if I can avoid that with CCW. But
and gaming grounds.
Yeah.
So well, I want to get you guys' take on something. What did you guys think about the announcements for April that we've made?
Super stoked.
Yeah, of everything about it. I'm especially excited about the guests, and that brings me to a question that a lot of people are asking me personally: is how the hell is Joey Ryan going to be in CCW, and is Ken going to have a heart attack? Ken's already shaking his head.
Yes.
There's going to be yes and yes.
If you guys don't know who Joey Ryan is, I'd say Google him.
But not at work.
Incognito mode.
Incognito mode, for sure, yeah.
Maybe safe search.
The man is a representative
you won't find anything.
Of YouPorn.
Yeah.
It's a sponsorship.
He's never acted in the films, to be fair.
And for the record, I'm sure this podcast would love a sponsorship from them as well.
Well, we had a sponsorship with Pornhub, but then they realized that Dalton was intersexual, and they booed
intersexual?
Him. Look it up. I just saw a story this week about a model that's intersexual. It's a long story. That's the best I could come up with on the spot. I'm sorry. If you guys want to host your own goddamn podcast, listeners, you too. I love you too.
So what we just found out is Shannon learns a new word and then figures out how to insult me with it.
He's like Bob Hackland.
Do not spit water on me.
On the laptop.
Anyway, Ken, are you familiar with Joey Ryan?
I am. So we want to bring the very best product in wrestling entertainment we can. We think he will be a tremendous guest and a tremendous asset. Really looking forward to it. And I will let the performers put on a show for you guys, and I'll leave it at that.
He puts on a hell of a show.
All good.
He does.
Ken, will you take a boobplex?
No. So
I'm super excited for Joey Ryan. Been a fan of him for a while. But I'm just as excited, I think, if not more, for Jeff Cobb. Yeah. Because he's a guy that I am only just recently kind of finding out about, especially with his stuff in Lucha Underground. Yep. I think that'll be a spectacle.
And just
to be able to see
a little nugget that this coming up Saturday.
Owen Hart's coming?
Oh! Too far!
That's how we're done. So we will have
and we broke him.
You knew this would happen, Ken.
I should have known.
We will have another special announcement for another guest coming, but it will happen
on the show
This coming up Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
At the arena building.
At the arena building.
Is this for the April show again?
Okay. April show, yes. And we want to give a little nugget about the next month. Should I go ahead and just drop the next month for a podcast exclusive?
Absolutely.
So I think a lot of people, you know, have a good hunch about what's coming. But it will be the first ever CCW Tag Team Title Tournament.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Am I in that? Am I in the tag tournament?
You are in the tag tournament.
So I could be a dual champion? I could be the CCW Heavyweight Champion and the CCW Tag Team Champion?
Yes, I will say I am a huge fan of this strategy of looking past Hollis.
Yes.
I would recommend that.
Just
don't worry about Saturday. Just worry about that tournament.
I get the feeling you guys think I'm very narrow-minded.
You are.
Unlike you guys, I can focus on more than one thing at once.
For the record, I understand. When you're on top of the world, everyone else looks like ants. You know, being Mr. 100, being the number one voice in podcasting, and being a part of the number one podcast in Southeast Missouri and probably globally. I understand how it is. You're not looking past Hollis. You've already made up your mind that you're going to beat Hollis. It's not that you're looking past him. You know you're going to win.
I have my strategy. I have my plan. I know what I'm doing going in, and this is something I've been dwelling on for 3 months. Unfortunately, if you only focus on one damn thing, you're going to miss a much bigger picture. You realize the pay raise that would come with holding a second title?
But if you lose the first title, you're going to need that second title to make that money back.
But like I said, I have no intention of losing that title. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
But does anybody?
Does Hollis have an intention of not winning the title?
Here's my question.
Didn't Nash have the intention to lose the title?
He said experience doesn't matter. So
that's fair.
I'll tell you what's on my mind is who would Brandon Barbwire pick for a tag team partner?
I'll tell you, he won't have control of who he picks for a tag team partner.
Well, that's kind of shitty.
Well, I'm sorry.
He means crappy.
So what we'll do is the Monday after the show, which would be, I think, what is that, the 30th? This month? Yeah. So I will be announcing the tag teams in the tag team tournament.
It'll be a pinnacle member, though, right? It has to be a pinnacle member?
If that's what it turns out to be, that's
now,
what
is this
be.
Is this what Jeff O'Dell has told you who his partner is, or you are deciding the partner?
I am deciding all
you
the
You were deciding
partners.
The partner. Yes, okay.
For this. I am doing the matchups. We have a team that a lot of guys know, a lot of fans around, Roscoe Eat Lisa. They're coming in the tag team tournament. The L.A. Hustlers are coming in.
My boys, hustle hard.
Hustle hard. They're coming in. They're the Arkansas tag team champions. They're coming in. MWA tag team champions. Roscoe Eat Lisa, they're, I think, with the NWL, and I mean, they've been everywhere. So we got them coming in, and it's going to be a pretty big tournament. So we'll be announcing that, like I said, the Monday after the show on Facebook Live. So
is that going to be, if you don't answer it, that's fine. Is that going to be like all in one night, or is this going to cover
all in one night?
Okay.
We will have tag team champions at the end of that night.
Will I be defending my CCW heavyweight title that night?
No, sir, you will not.
So if you beat
Hollis,
you'll
be defending his CCW championship.
You beat Hollis, you get a month off.
Win.
No, he will not either. Okay. So, yes. Only tag team matches.
Ken, since I got you here, are we going to bridge? Because like last year, the very first unofficial CCW show was at Cape Comic Con. Mm-hmm. Are we doing something this year with Cape Comic Con and CCW? Is that all tied together with the April show, or what can we expect from Comic Con with CCW?
Well, I'm really excited. CCW will be represented at Comic Con the entire weekend. All of our performers, they'll all be there signing, promoting the show that Saturday night, along with those who we bring in. That weekend, they'll all be represented at Comic-Con, throughout most of the weekend. And then we will, transition to the arena building, of course, for the big card. We do get together and we start, planning for that, event, long before the April weekend. It is a build-up and it should be a really exciting night. And we're looking forward to it. Yes. CCW will be a part of Comic-Con throughout the entire weekend.
And when you guys have that luncheon to discuss that, I didn't get my invite for the last one.
Funny story, Ken didn't even show up for it.
Hashtag under the bus.
There he goes. But it's really going to be
there is no dissension among the partners. Just in case anyone out there is misled that we are in lockstep.
They love each other.
We all equally do not like Ken.
We are in lockstep as partners.
We are doing it's going to be. Of course, you got the Comic-Con for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but CCW is going to be, hosting the girls' fight at the arena building that Friday,
And we've got Saturday with our big show, the Super Show. So
that's going to be a huge weekend.
It is. It's going to be really, really big because I think the women's tournament is going to be huge too. And you know, Madman Pondo's helped put this on. You know, he's kind of a little bit of a legend around the parts and around the world. If you over in Japan, and they got a drink named after him. So I mean,
really?
he's the hardcore legend.
JCW Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is. And so he has a lot to do with this. So we're bringing it in, and we're bringing in like Nikki Lane, you were saying, and then a little bit Sarah Summers coming. We had Miss Monica coming. She was actually the Missouri Women's Wrestler of the Year, won by Missouri Wrestling Revival, just won that. So she'll be joining us. We've got a woman from California named Ruby Ray. She's flying in for the tournament. And we should have a special announcement. I think everything is cleared up, but it's going to be for the Luna Vachon Trophy.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's going to be a big special event for that. And we've got Blue Pants, Leva Bates coming in. Cool. We got Sue Young from Shimmer, so she's coming in. And so it's going to be a huge night. Eight women tournament. It's going to be, pretty awesome. I'm excited about it.
Anything planned for Sunday?
Working on it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, working on it. Now, as far as wrestling,
we might just get in a fight in the parking
lot. Right. We're just going to bring everybody over, and we're just going to tear up the Osei Center.
I'm still trying to challenge Ken to the Cape Girardeau death match.
I'm about to accept.
He don't want none of Bundy.
That's right. Five.
We got about 10 minutes left here before we got to call this an evening. And, thank you guys again for coming in. It's been a fantastic night and love it. We got some comments on social media. Speaking of social media, now Brandon, I know you read this already because you started to reply to it, at which point Dalton and Asa replied and said, "Champ, save it for the show. Save it for the show, champ." So I'm going to read off what Barry James Carafa said, and then we'll get your thoughts on it. He said, "I'm really hoping that Brandon Barbwire takes advantage of the opportunity to not only remind everyone why he became champ in the first place, but to also remind himself that he is more than capable to do it on his own. I cheered Brandon in the beginning, as I did as well, despite his villainous ways, before you turned on me, because he truly reminded me of Barbwire. Not very flashy, but dangerous. Lately, it appears he's lost his edge. Hence the Barbara chance," which, by the way, if you're at the show and you hear the Barbara chance, that is 95% Barry. He is so loud with the Barbara chance. Going back to this, a cage is a way of making men and animals, for that matter, act less civilized. So that leads to my question. Has Brandon not only considered how the cage may affect him, but that due to being locked inside of steel, he may also face a version of Hollis Giroux that he hadn't had to deal with before? Brandon, what are your thoughts on that? Oh, he pulled the mic. Uh-oh.
First thing I need to get to here is that comment about losing my edge. What is it? What is it about what I've done in the last 6 months that would lead you to believe that I've lost my edge? Is it maintaining a title? Is it maintaining a main event status? Was it beating the hell out of Austin Lane? Was it beating Jake Durden? Was it bashing him over the head with a title belt? What about what I've done in the last 6 months would indicate that I've lost my edge? Was it hurting my neck? Was it being injured for a show that I couldn't take part of? Is that what entitles you to think that you can state that I've lost my edge? Barry, guys like me don't lose our edge. We are an edge. I'm on edge constantly. That's all I do, is focus on how I'm going to maintain my status. That's it. That's what makes me a champion. That's why I sit in a ring and you sit in the crowd. Now, I appreciate your intellectual insight on such a delicate subject, sir. But let me tell you something about Hollis Giroux. Hollis Giroux is the kind of naive kid that signs himself up to be in a cage match with an already proven champion and then says experience doesn't matter. Experience matters, Hollis. Experience matters, Barry. And I can guarantee you that on the 28th, Brandon Barbwire is walking out the same way I always do. The champion. Hashtag long live the champ.
There was no need to yell. We're all sitting right here.
If you want to say that in front of Brandon, go ahead. I'm going to. Yeah. No. all hate mail goes to Lee Montgomery at two scoops@podzilla1985.com.
We do a thing when he does that. We just shut up afterwards. We don't need comedic relief.
And I'll tell you why. All jokes aside, the reason is because I'm looking at Brandon right now. Brandon's not looking like he's having a good time. He looks pissed off. He looks like a guy who is tired of people calling him out for not being worthy of being champion. And I think that this Sunday is a good opportunity for Brandon Barbwire to prove the naysayers wrong and to show why he is the staple.
Christ, how long do I have to hold the damn title before someone will acknowledge the fact that I have done that? No one seems to want to acknowledge what I have done and what I've accomplished. And then they get weird whenever I get pissed off. Screw you, Lee. Barry just asked a simple question about your, you know.
Would you say simple? It was a novel.
Yeah. Intellectually, concise.
Frankly, I wish more fans were as intellectual as Barry. At least the son of a bitch put his shit together in a way that made sense.
It's uncensored. It's unscripted. It's unscripted.
Beep.
No, we did that at two shows ago. I got tired of adding in beeps. Brandon and I have had our differences in the past, and I've disagreed with the way he's carried himself, but I will say that, and I never thought I'd say this. I gotta give the devil his due. I've saw more intensity in the last minute from Brandon Barbwire than I've seen in Hollis Giroux the entire time he's been in CCW. And that scares me for Hollis Giroux. That's all I'm gonna say. So. Aaron Picard has a question completely unrelated to CCW. And the only reason I'm reading it is because Aaron Picard is a good friend of the show. But Linda McMahon's hearing before the Senate reminded me wrestling is more authentic than politics. I saw Triple H and Stephanie were there too. How would you have booked Linda McMahon's Senate confirmation hearing?
Squash match.
Jason?
How would I? I think I'm a battle role. I mean, I'm just bringing everybody and
just bringing all of the nominees and whoever wins just, becomes.
Exactly. Yeah. Throw them over. I mean, it's almost Royal Rumble time, right?
I agree with that.
Yeah, let's do that right now.
Linda McMahon, Bernie Sanders, Taipei Deathmatch.
Jesus. Oh, all right. Last question. This one is from a common guest on the show. Dalton Anthony wants to know, I know Barbed Wire is a cruddy champion, but an inside source says he's an even worse photographer. Any thoughts on that?
I do agree.
100% confirmed.
Yes, that is. Confirmed. No need to speak. That is true.
Okay. We gotta get out of here. That's it. We're out of time. I wanna say thanks to, by the way, I'm Shannon Young. Son of a bitch. I forget to introduce myself all the time because I'm so worried about everybody else.
That's why that all Mr. 100 name is so easy to just take from you because you don't plant your flag enough.
Right now you're like Mr. 85.
I got. I was Mr. 69 when I came in. So. So
guys. He doesn't even know. Nope, we're not doing it. Oh, okay. Also, since you forgot to do the plugs, too.
Well, yeah, I'm getting to it.
Oh, I just want to make... You forgot to say your name.
First off, I want to say thank you, Dalton, Asa, and Allie, for being here, as always. We'll be back tomorrow with the normal Pro Wrestling Unscripted, where we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble. We're going to talk about NXT this weekend. We got a lot of news and notes to talk about.
We're also going
to
be talking about...
Himself, stupid.
We're going to be talking about Raw.
We're going to talk a lot about Raw.
All the wonderful things that happen on Raw.
People still watch Raw.
Yeah, us.
Because we have to for this show. There is the difference between CCW and WWE for us is that we have to watch WWE so we can do this show, whereas we want to see CCW because we have a damn good time. That is the biggest difference for us.
And the truth.
All right, and the quick plugs real quick. Dalton, you do them since you're so damn adamant about them.
All right, so you can go to patreon.com/podzilla1985.
To support the show. We're working towards that YouTube channel.
We are. Irresponsible Spin Monsters. If you donate $1, you will get your name
on the website. Forever. And for $10, you can have us plug whatever you want. Take that as you will.
Yep. You can have Shannon do it on the Wednesday or Thursday show, or you can have Jesse do it on Nerd Up, or if you want it on Mr. 100 and Five Star Man, you can do that.
The big deal, do it if you request it.
If you want me to do it, I will. You can also go on redbubble.com/Podzilla1985.
No, search Podzilla 1985.
You're so close. I know it's the S.
You can pick up that Podzilla 1985 merchandise. We got merchandise in Canada right now. People in Canada are wearing our t-shirts. That's how crazy this thing has gotten. We just reopened blogzilla1985.com. Once you go over there and check out some of the new articles, if you're a fan of Trump, Don't go read my new article.
Read the one Lindsay did on the Pokemon trading card game.
Yes. It gets deep. We'll say, that's all I'll say. And, I know there's one more. Podzilla1985.com. Go there. You can catch up on all the old shows, listen to the old Pro Wrestling Unscripted and whatnot, blah, 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 blah. That's everything. That's our plugs. I hate plugging things. I'm not good at it. I'm going to pass it to Lee because Lee is good at plugging things. Lee, tell us once again about this weekend, Cage Chaos.
CCW presents Cage Chaos live at the Arena Building in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Get your tickets, capewrestling.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, CCWrestling573. Follow us on the Facebook, facebook.com/...
Cape
Championship Wrestling.
little help there.
Doors at 6, bells at 7. All matches inside the cage. Come out, enjoy the show. Come out, meet Kyle O'Reilly. Get your picture taken with him.
Get your picture taken with the champ if,
that's
he's,
right.
in the, if he's in the mood. Yep.
You know,
I doubt it.
If you're lucky, you may be able to get a photo with him. Just for the right price, you may be able to get it inside the cage with him.
Oh yeah. You know what? That's a question. One of the things I love most about CCW, and every time, if you look over here at the Gaming Grounds wall, we have every poster that we could have gotten from CCW on there, signed by a lot of the wrestlers. Are we doing that this weekend as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Y'all looked at each other, and I got nervous for a second.
I just like, they don't know. It's only I do, so I like to look at them like, I don't know. Does
make
them
nervous. Like that, yeah.
Fact.
All right. It's going to be a great show, guys. Please, capewrestling.com. Get your tickets. We have some still here at Gaming Grounds. 709 Broadway here in Cape Girardeau. Come by, pick up some of those tickets. $10 a pop. Brandon, Jason, Lee, Ken, thank you guys so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Poor Ken's struggling to stay awake over here.
We're all going to go home to our various cats and go to bed. So thank you guys for listening. Tomorrow's Pro Wrestling Unscripted, the official one. We'll see you then. Have a great night. Brandon, take us out.
Good night.